time now for church complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam. Here we go.
Let me clear my throat. Hey. We foregather today. In this most austerious way. I've decided to change the way I go about the ministry. In honor of my dear friend Kirk Franklin, I've noticed his dance moves on stage now are different, and so I've decided to deliver the word different. I'm going to use more hip-hop phraseology to try to reach the young people. So instead of me saying, go ahead on, Deacon, I'm going to say, bring it, come on with it, don't stop, get it. That ought to bring in the young people there.
Well, we got a situation. Brother Vincent and Sister Kiana went to get married at the courthouse this past week. He had no idea he had warrants for his arrest. Needless to say, he's in jail and the marriage didn't happen. He's asking the church to bail him out $10,000. That's on you, Pastor, if you want to go get him. It's Brother Vincent. But the
now, is the bail going to be $1,000 or is the bail $10,000 because it's a $100,000 bail is the question.
You know a lot about the judicial system. that's like too much information there, Pastor. All I heard is they needed $10,000 and they asking the church if we can give it to them. That's all
if
I
bail is $10,000, then we have to put up $1,000. We can consider getting him. If bail is $100,000 and he needs $10,000, he's going to miss the wedding and several other things. If it's $10,000, I'm going to tell you right now, it's Thanksgiving is not looking well.
Okay. Well, I will definitely look into that. I don't know which one it is, but
could at $10,000 get him out for Martin Luther King holiday.
Well, what about Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Well, Thanksgiving 10 at Thanksgiving, that ain't gonna make it cold. You got all the shopping we got to do.
So Black Friday is the hold
up? Oh, Black Friday. He no good and well, he can't get no Black Friday money. Come on now. I'm expecting to get my third flat screen TV out of Walmart this year because they're going to have one for $14, I'm sure.
All right, we got another issue. The ladies with newborn babies are afraid to buy baby oil for their kids. They don't know what to do. We got several dry babies in the congregation right now that need oiling. But everyone is just afraid to, to purchase. What should they do? Right now, they just scared to go in there and get baby oil.
Well, I would wait until the evidence was released. And then there'll be lots of it available for the general public mass consumption. I'm assuming that's the baby oil you're referring to. Even though we don't do that at our church, we don't talk about these types of things.
Amen, Pastor. Amen. But,
again.
Mm-hmm. Because it ain't right, so they say. Bless you.
Okay, this next issue is probably because of you. Our ex-strippers are very confused. They are not strippers anymore. They are good women here in the church, but we have six ex-strippers in the congregation. When you told a congregation you wanted to see everybody at the polls, they got confused. And so now these six are back at Magic City for the last 2 weeks twerking. I don't know what we need to do and try to get them back on course. I don't know what to say at this point.
Well, I guess I'll have to go down there and reclaim them.
In person?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go down there myself because,
you can't send somebody else.
Well, I feel partly responsible for not being clear So let me go down there and be clear. Just while I'm down there, Deacon, did you say that the broccoli was good or the chicken wing? What is this?
It's the wing, and I don't think you should be by yourself, so I will go with you.
Amen.
Yes, I don't want him. We can't have our pastor down there by yourself.
No, sir, you come on, go with me, Def. we'll go on and bring them back out of there together.
How long is it going to take?
Well, depending on what shift they working.
You know what?
You got to know the shifts.
You know, there's 8 to 12. And then
yeah. You know.
All right.
The Cynthia wasn't that good. She was daytime. She was doing the lunch crowd.
What's her name?
Cynthia. Yeah, her stripper name is Dark Chocolate.
Yes, Lord.
I like it.
Here's one more issue we have, Pastor. Brother Wendell has been offered $5,000 to stand in the background of Donald Trump's next rally. He says he really needs the money but does not know what to do. He's asking for your advice, Pastor, but he's been offered $5,000 to stand behind Trump his next rally in the next couple of days.
I'm not going to miss out on the $5,000 if I was you. I'd go down there and just wear Amber Rose mask. Just get you a bald head or a blonde wig and go on down there and put some writing on your forehead and stand there and get that $5,000.
That's church complaints for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Reverend Motown. And Deacon Def Jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.